Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, is the Hebrew Bible. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. These businesses help to support the ministry, so let's all lend a helping hand in purchasing from them and the buying of the Bibles for the students that request them. If you need a Bible, you give me a call. It's free, a Hebrew Bible written in English at 312-925-9887. Also, we host the Hebrew language lesson at goodhouse1968.net. These businesses help support the ministries. If you need auto body parts or mechanical parts, go to partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz or autobodyparts1968.com. That again is autobodyparts1968.com. Also, if you need baby diapers or car seats, baby car seats, go to Roderick's1.com. That again is Roderick's1.com. Looking for World Profit products or ClickBank's digital information products, go to RavishingRevenues.com, RavishingRevenues.com. And if you're looking for the digital information products, click under the 10,000 products section, and you'll be at the ClickBank store. All right, let me begin my program. We're in the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and it says, "Therefore, let us be terrified of the possibility that even though the promise of entering his rest remains, any one of you might be judged to have fallen short of it. For good news has also been proclaimed to us, just as it was to them. But the message they heard didn't do them any good, because those who heard it did not combine it with trust. For it is we who have trusted who enter the rest." So in order to enter God's rest, you have to trust in him first. Trust in his word, trust in Yeshua. He goes to say, "It is just as he said, and in my anger I swore that they would not enter my rest." He swore this even though his works have been in existence since the founding of the universe. For there is a place where it is said concerning the seventh day, "And God rested on the seventh day from all his works." And once more our present text says, "They will not enter my rest." Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter it, and those who received the good news earlier did not enter it, he again fixes a certain day, today, saying, through David so long afterward, in the text already given, "Today if you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts." So it's letting us know the brothers and sisters of before Jesus' day or before Yeshua's day didn't have a chance to enter into God's rest. But we who hear today have a chance, which is why it says we shouldn't harden our hearts against the word of God. It goes to say, "For if Yeshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later of another day. So there remained a Sabbath keeping for God's people. For the one whom he has entered God's rest has also rested from his own works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us do our best to enter that rest, so that no one will fall short because of the same kind of disobedience. See, the word of God is alive. It is at work and is sharper than the double-edged sword. It cuts right through to where soul meets spirit and joins and joints meet marrow. And it is quick to judge the inner reflections and attitudes of the heart. Before God, nothing created is hidden, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must render an account. Therefore, since we have a great Kohen Gadol who has passed through to the highest heaven, Yeshua, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we acknowledge as true. For we do not have a Kohen Gadol unable to empathize with our weaknesses. So there's no one else but Yeshua to empathize with our weaknesses. Since in every respect he was tempted just as we are, the only difference being that he did not sin. Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne from which God gives grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. For every Kohen Gadol taken from among men is appointed to act on people's behalf with regard to things concerning God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and with those who go astray, since he too is subject to weakness. And because of this weakness, he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as those of the people. And no one takes this honor upon himself. Rather, he is called by God just as Aharon was. So neither did the Messiah glorify himself to become Kohen Gadol. Rather, it was the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have become your father." Also, as he says in another place, "You are a Kohen forever, to be compared with Melchizedek." During Yeshua's life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions, crying aloud and shedding tears to the one who had the power to deliver him from death. And he was heard because of his godliness. Even though he was the Son, he learned obedience through his sufferings. So we should do the same, learn obedience through the daily sufferings and rejoice that we're suffering on God's behalf. He goes to say, and after he had been brought to the goal, he became the source of eternal deliverance to all who obey him, since he had been proclaimed by God as Kohen Gadol to be compared with Melchizedek. We have much to say about this subject, but it is hard to explain because you have become sluggish in understanding. So remember, the world is sluggish in understanding about the Melchizedek that Yeshua has been compared with, or become Yeshua becoming a Kohen Gadol, or he's become like the Father himself to the highest of heavens. But yet, remember, he was glorified there by the Father. The Father is the one who sent him there through his will. He goes to say, we have much to say about this subject, but it's hard to... It says, for although by this time you are to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the very first principles of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. So this is what we want to remember with the brothers and sisters of the world today, is that they need milk, spiritual food, milk. Because they can't have solid foods, they're like babes. Even though they should already have known God's word or been teachers themselves, they don't. And this is why we as harvesters in the ministry work want to feed them the spiritual food like babes, to take them by their hands and teach them the right way. And he goes to say, anyone who has to drink milk is still a baby, without experience in applying the word about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties have been trained by continuous exercise to distinguish good from evil. So it says, solid food is for the mature, those whose faculties have been trained by continuous exercise, overworking and suffering, to distinguish between good and evil. So this is those who have, who can have solid food, can distinguish between good and evil by using the scriptures as a reference point. And those brothers are to be highly respected because they can understand the scriptures. But yet today, how many of us who actually can take in solid food? All right, that is my ministry for today, so I will be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer on your behalf, petition good for you, and then I'll be gone. Good, I petition you, Adonai, that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up. Give them the ability to learn and so that they will one day be able to take in solid food or to distinguish the good and evil of the world, to be able not to partake of the evil, but yet of the good, and to do righteousness and good. I pray that you direct their footsteps as well as their heart, and I pray that you direct it towards the path of taking on spiritual mature food. I pray that yet for those of them who do not understand of the world, that you bring them a harvester, enable them to be able to teach them where they can learn and take in accurate knowledge. I pray this and for their well-being, and that you carry their burdens and watch over them. In the name of Yeshua, amen.